Before Dwight D. Eisenhower became the supreme commander of the Allied forces in Europe, before he carried the weight of D-Day, before he entered the White House as the 34th President of the United States, he was a boy from a modest Kansas town where discipline, work, faith, and competition shaped nearly every corner of daily life. His story did not begin with privilege, military glory, or political ambition. It began in a family that had little money, in a house filled with brothers, chores, books, arguments, laughter, and the constant expectation that every child had to contribute. That beginning mattered. It helped create a man who later appeared calm in moments when others panicked, patient when strong personalities clashed around him, and practical when history demanded decisions that could not be solved by speeches alone. Dwight David Eisenhower was born on October 14, 1890, in Denison, Texas, but the place that truly formed him was Abilene, Kansas. His family moved there when he was still very young, and Abilene became the emotional landscape of his early life. It was the town he remembered, the town he returned to in memory, and the town that later helped Americans understand the kind of leader he seemed to be. Abilene was not merely a geographic detail in Eisenhower's biography. It represented a certain American ideal. Plain-spoken, hard-working, suspicious of arrogance, and proud of self-control. For Eisenhower, those traits were not campaign decorations invented later by political advisors. They were part of the atmosphere he breathed as a child. The Eisenhower family lived with economic limits that were impossible to ignore. His father, David Jacob Eisenhower, struggled through periods of financial instability and worked hard to support a large household. His mother, Ida Stover Eisenhower, was deeply religious, intelligent, firm, and emotionally resilient. Together, they created a home where comfort was scarce but expectations were high. The Eisenhower children were not raised to believe life would be easy. They were taught that one endured, adapted, learned, and kept going. In this sense, Dwight's childhood was not tragic, but it was demanding. It produced habits that later became central to his public life. Discipline without theatricality, ambition without open vanity, and the ability to absorb pressure without constantly displaying it. The Eisenhower household was crowded with boys, and that detail is essential. Dwight grew up among brothers who competed, fought, challenged one another, and sharpened one another's instincts. In a family like that, weakness was quickly noticed, but so was unfairness. A boy had to defend himself, but he also had to understand limits. The home was not a soft environment, yet it was not loveless. It was energetic, sometimes rough, and often noisy. Dwight learned early that cooperation and rivalry could exist side by side. This lesson would later serve him in military command, where powerful egos had to be managed without destroying the unity of the mission. As a child, Dwight was not born with the polished serenity that later became one of his trademarks. He had a temper, and by his own later recollections, it could be fierce. One of the most revealing stories from his youth involved a moment when he became enraged because he was not allowed to go out for Halloween. In frustration, he pounded his fists against a tree until his hands bled. His mother responded not by indulging his anger, but by teaching him that uncontrolled rage harmed the person who carried it. That lesson stayed with him. Eisenhower would spend much of his life mastering the appearance of calm, but that calm was not the absence of emotion. It was discipline imposed over strong feeling. This distinction is important because Eisenhower's later leadership is sometimes misunderstood as simple geniality. His famous smile, his easy manner, and his grandfatherly public image can make him seem less complex than he was. Yet the boy from Abilene was competitive, ambitious, and capable of deep frustration. What made him unusual was not that he lacked intensity, but that he learned to govern it.